You want a soundbite? You want the truth? Hollis Doyle is a disgusting piece of trash. A relic, a man like many other white men who have had a free run at prosperity and opportunity, for whom discrimination and injustice are as foreign to them as the Muslim immigrants that they want to ban from our country. And now that they don't have a free run, they're lashing out. To be honest, I can't believe it took him explicitly expressing his racism for you all to start asking these damn questions. He ends every speech with, "Dare to be great again." Huh? What? Should we return to slavery? Jim Crow? In today's America, my gay friends can get married. In today's America, I can vote. 50 years ago in Hollis Doyle's lifetime, that wasn't the case. In today's America, my parents don't have to recruit a white couple who worked alongside them at the cereal plant to apply for a mortgage because banks wouldn't lend to folks with brown skin. In today's America, we have the Brandon Bill, which means I may not have to tell my future son that he could be murdered by law enforcement just for asking why he was pulled over. Black lives do matter because young black people are under attack. Immigrants, too. The fact that Doyle insists on saying all lives matter when talking about this movement really pisses me off. It's like walking up into someone else's funeral and screaming, "Why are you not crying for my daddy? He's dead too." Well, yes, he is. And that is sad, but that is not the topic of the conversation. Go stand over there and let the adults talk. Hollis Doyle is a thug, a punk. And the people who support him are thugs or punks, or they condone his behavior. They are not Americans. The idea that this country belongs to one kind of person is the least American idea that anyone has ever had. In fact, it is the opposite of the ideals of this nation. Nothing needs to be restored. Nothing needs to be made great again. We are a better nation than we were 20 years ago, than we were 50 years ago, than we were 100 years ago, than we were at our founding. That is the point of America. We are a country where we are always greater than our past. I am proud to live in a nation where a black man has a legitimate shot at the White House. That's American greatness.
He just lost the presidency.